We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the Pulse of Pittsburgh. News Radio KDKA, welcome to the weekend. It is Friday, August 12th already. I'm Larry Richard.
Hey, good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry, how was your night? You had a big date last night. You're at the show.
Billy Joel at PNC Park. I'll tell you this. The moon came out over the city. The weather was perfect. Billy Joel was in perfect voice. And it was a fantastic evening. And I think for the Pirates organization to set it up where they have three concerts while the stage is there, it was a really great idea now in retrospect, since the weather's going to be so nice again tonight.
I'm sure they planned it that way when they started rescheduling these, but these concerts were all scheduled in different eras of our life.
Right. It reconfigured that way, but it worked. That's not always the case, right? Things don't always go as planned. I don't know if you knew that.
No, pretty much never go as planned. But so were you all drunked up? Were you tailgating?
No.
Was it a drinking crowd? Or was it just more of a mellow hanging out crowd?
You know, it was kind of in between. People seemed like they were really excited to be out. And then you realize, we don't take this stuff for granted anymore.
Are you still talking about COVID? Because I was a Kid Rock the other day and nobody even cared about it. They were just partying their asses off.
No, I'm just saying about people being out. And
what's America? Know. We're allowed to be out.
Well, they were out.
Good.
I mean, it was sold out. And I expect, I think the show today starts at 4. They've got some warm-up act, then Joan Jett. And
Def Leppard.
Poison.
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue. I mean, it's going to be a big show tonight.
Going tonight?
I'm thinking no.
Still got your contact high, just going to reignite it at about 10:30.
Contact.
Just party all afternoon.
I will say this honestly, I didn't smell anything unusual walking.
Oh, really?
Into PNC Park. No, I didn't. I'd tell you if I did. And then they got that big show tonight, and then Metallica on Sunday, and in between you got the Steelers and the Seahawks, so the North Shore is buzzing right now. And cross town tonight, Pittsburgh CLO sister act.
That's tonight for you, right?
Yeah, I'll be in the cameo role.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You want to go?
Probably not.
Oh, wow. Are you going to go to Motley Crue, Poison?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to
go. What are
go.
You doing?
I can't.
You're a single guy. You got to get out, Kevin.
Oh, I'm single.
You got to get out.
And I might have plans for tonight.
Oh.
But I'm
anything you want to share?
Absolutely not. But if a video surfaces online, I'm going to deny everything.
Meanwhile, it was a huge success. And Billy Joel loves Pittsburgh. You could tell it was very genuine. There was no warm-up act. He just got up there with his band.
He's too cheap to pay a warm-up band?
He didn't need one. He played for over 2 hours.
Wow.
It was pretty spectacular.
He puts on a phenomenal show. He's getting up there. He still sounded great and everything, though. I mean,
absolutely. He
sounds
awesome. Like Billy Joel. Let's see. Trying to find a song from Billy.
So you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans.
He's so good on the piano, Kevin. It's just so natural for him. Yeah. At one point, he said, I got to stand to sing. And he goes, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah, because everybody has a crutch. So he's been behind that piano. So when he gets up, it's not like right. He just runs around the stage. No, that's not his element. His element's behind the piano.
He did Piano Man late in the show. And he had the harmonica. You know, the one where it's like Neil Young has it attached to a device. So he could play the piano, play the harmonica, sing, and entertain. Other than that, he has no talent. I mean, it's extraordinary talent to have.
He is unbelievable. He really is.
He's one of those guys where it's Billy Joel.
I would have enjoyed the show. I would have liked to have gone to that show. I had other things to do last night.
What were you doing? It's Thursday night. What are you doing?
You don't even want to know. You don't even want to know what I did.
I do want to know. I want to know, Kevin.
I had to get a van, empty out all the...
Down by the river.
I had to get a van, empty out all of the old items that I didn't want to throw away. I took to Construction Junction over in East Liberty and dropped them off. A van full of stuff from my house. So, because old doors and things like that, old toilets and vanities and stuff that I had been stored in my garage after I basically... ripped my house apart.
Let me see.
And then I went back, got all the old tools that I borrowed from people and took them back to my brother's house. My brother's tools, really.
He's been asking about it, so I'm glad you did that.
So everything's now out of the garage.
So it's either...
That's what I did yesterday.
It's either Billy Joel or taking your tools and cleaning up old toilets. Come on, man. You said you were going to take a bite out of the apple. Here's your shot. You got Motley Crue tonight. Come on, man.
All right. I'll probably end up at Motley Crue.
I'm
going golfing after the show.
This is one of the biggest entertainment weekends of the year.
If you're able-bodied and you don't end up on the North Shore at some point with a beer in your hand this weekend, you suck. Get out.
Unless you come to Sister Act over at the Benedum tonight.
I said this weekend. I could go there. Well, I could go I could go golfing, tailgate with my friends, and show up. Really show up at Sister Act after tailgating at Motley Crue.
Oh,
I could do that.
No, never mind.
Woo! What's up, Larry? What's going on? It's supposed to be Motley Crue.
Motley Crue?
Yeah, you're supposed to have Motley Crue songs today.
Oh, Poison, that's right. Remember? I played the one
yesterday.
We're
not fair and balanced here.
No, I played the one yesterday. You're right. My bad. I'm going to get you some... I did play Joan Jett yesterday. I played a Motley Crue song.
Yesterday's Dead
Poison.
And Gone.
I played a Poison.
Yesterday's Dead and Gone. We're here today. Here and now. Here and now.
All right. I'm going to get that for
that
you,
Luther
Kevin.
Vandross?
Right after the news at 5:30 with Rob Taylor. We got big news here yesterday. We were all shocked by it. High school football lives at 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK, and this year our broadcast just got bigger. The man who revolutionized Friday Night Lights coverage in Western Pennsylvania, the one and only.
He's back.
John Fedko, back on the air and on KDK Radio. He will anchor our one-hour pregame show each Friday night all season long, and John's first broadcast will be 2 weeks from tonight when we're going to feature Mount Lebanon at Gateway, the legendary John Fedko back with high school football with us exclusively, News Radio KDK, the leader in Friday Night Lights coverage.
Yeah, he really did revolutionize high school football because he came...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Man, when he first started in Pittsburgh, they had to helicopter. They'd go
right
to different and zoom in on different games, and
the
he'd
Fed
show up
on
and report from one of them. So,
Rob, you remember the Fedco Zone?
I'll be perfectly honest. I did not know that news until you just said it, and I'm pumped right now just hearing about that. I'm talking about my high school days, Central Catholic, John Fedco coming to the game
with the helicopter.
Oh my goodness!
Cheerleaders making up signs, Fedco Zone.
That was big.
Well, I tweeted out, "Welcome to our Twilight Zone, John, where the zones collide." So we're going to talk to John this morning in our 7 o'clock hour. Just, you know, a lot of people say, well, where's he been since he left TV?
Yeah. When did he leave TV? How long ago has it been?
He ran a school.
Really? He's a smart guy.
Apparently. I don't know, though, how much, because he's coming back with us.
This is just a hobby for him.
No, this will be a lot of fun because mostly now the kids won't know him as well, the current senior staff and the kids in school, but all their parents will know, and they'll know soon enough because John has a unique brand and style.
Yeah, I like him. My previous employer here in the city, they used to do something with him, and I had to go
Yellow
pick up
cab.
I had to go pick up equipment at his house, which was a beautiful home, and he was taller than I thought he would be when I met him.
Taller than you look on TV.
You're taller.
I used to get the opposite. Is that all the taller you are? You look taller on TV. Yeah, that was before tasers. Anyway.
Sorry about the ding.
Yeah. That, you know what that was.
That was just our producer telling us he's going to be late.
Producer's going to be here shortly. And God bless the guy that's in there now.
Greg
Finley is
the best.
He's on his 12th hour. This is a man right here that needs a raise.
Yes.
Big Boss Dave, we're going to push for him.
I've always said, when Larry fires me and I have to be moved to like overnights, I want you to be my producer.
What are you going, Red Knight Radio?
Red Eye.
Red Eye. All right, the Fedco Zone's coming to KDK. We'll talk to John in our 7 o'clock hour. It's 5:25.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA's Kathy Berggren, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. What's going on this early, Kath?
Now, Larry, it's nice and quiet so far this morning. We're really not dealing with too much of a problem. We do have crews doing some utility work over in Butler County. This is in Cranberry Township on Glen Eden Road, and that's currently closed in both directions between Acer Court and Eden Way. Gorge Parkways all look good. No reported problems on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Everything rolling along nicely there. And taking a look at Interstate 70, also 79, no major delays. Everything's moving very well. Our next AAA traffic on the 5s at 5:35. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Traffic and weather together. It's going to be a spectacular day if you like sunshine. 77 clear and cool tonight. It'll drop to 53 in some outlying areas into the upper 40s. Right now, 62. I mentioned the CDC, back to school. A lot of parents have high anxiety. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention relaxed their COVID-19 guidelines yesterday, trying to reduce the pandemic's impact on schools, workplaces, businesses. So check this out if you haven't heard, because we had kind of heard we were going through a surge this summer. We plateaued apparently this week. The guidelines say you no longer need to self-isolate if you've been exposed to COVID-19, and you can remain at school or work wearing a high-quality mask for 10 days. That probably won't happen for a lot of people.
Wait, so if you're exposed, not if you have it, if you're exposed.
Well, and that's a different guideline than, you know, because I think I was listening to a business that they were talking about how many employees they had out because they had tested positive or had exposure potential. So that's a big deal. So I'm looking at if you test positive for COVID-19, the CDC saying you should still quarantine for 5 days. If you are high risk or immunocompromised, quarantine remains at 10. If after 5 days you remain fever-free for 24 hours and your symptoms are improving, you can end isolation. So this is important as we go back to school because a lot of parents were waiting for guidance on this again. Like, where are we in schools, frankly?
Right, yeah, people are waiting for guidance, especially when it comes to kids and you're going to a public school and all that other stuff. So they need something. But do you need proof? Do you need a doctor's note that says you had COVID in order to skip 5 days of school or work? Just wondered for a friend.
And you know, Kevin, there, believe it or not, there were some people that were taking advantage of that.
I did not.
No, I did. I wasn't suggesting it was you.
But there are people who, in fact,
they call it a COVID vacation.
In fact, in this very building, certain people in certain positions, it seemed like the whole group of them took a week off each, like it was sort of planned. I'm not going to point any fingers. Maybe that room right over there where they all sit sort of had that happen. I'm sure it happened in other workplaces too, where, you know, you get 5 days.
Well, I thought you'd be happy about, or people would be at least encouraged that.
That's good.
The new guidelines are, it seems like, loosening up a little more reasonable for some people's opinion.
Exactly. Speaking of not being reasonable about this whole thing, Los Angeles City Council voted 11-1, I think it was last week, to extend the eviction moratorium. Yet again. I mean, they're still in that phase where you cannot pay your rent and not get evicted because of COVID. It seems like maybe that was like last year's problem, two years ago's problem.
I know a lot of people demonize the landlords, and in some cases that's justified. But there are many others where how do they, if nobody's paying them and they have no recourse legally, they can't evict somebody.
Their property's going to get repossessed.
And they can't get money. What do they do? Who's going to be there to help them? And then where do the people live? Ultimately, if I go bankrupt and I own apartments.
Most landlords own one or two or three apartments.
It's
not like it's a huge thing. It's a small family business.
And again, I get it. If you're renting, some people think, you know, there's some slum landlords.
Well, don't live in their place.
You know, that kind of thing. And that does exist. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying there's a lot of good landlords too.
Yes.
And what's their recourse?
They have none.
In Los Angeles, in particular, right now, they extended that?
That's unbelievable to me that was extended. It really is.
Now, that said, every time the rent goes up, people are going, yeah.
You know why the rent's going to go up now? Because they have to make up all that money they lost over the last 3 years of this.
Plus, there's that inflation thing going on. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's 0%. Well, that's month to month.
Yeah.
That was June to July. That's
Have you
where
checked
that
egg prices, chicken.
I don't know.
Beef.
My wife does
grocery
the food shopping. You have to shop for yourself.
I know. I have to clean my own house. I have to shop for myself. I have to cut the grass.
And
tough being single.
It's tough because he lost Randy 3. I don't know.
And
if
I'm
you
still
heard,
in mourning.
Yeah, he lost the betta fish. What was that? 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks ago.
You all right?
Yeah. I stopped wearing black today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.